This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden denounced Russian President Vladimir Putin during a forceful speech in Poland on Saturday, wrapping up his four-day European trip. AP correspondent Julie Walker has details.
In some of his strongest words, Biden called out Putin and his war against Ukraine.
For God's sake, this man cannot remain in power.
The White House denies Biden was calling for regime change. The president also said in his address outside the Royal Palace, Ukraine will never be a victory for Russia.
This battle will not be won in days or months either. We need to steel ourselves for the long fight ahead.
And he had this message for Putin.
Don't even think about moving on one single inch of NATO territory.
Because he says the U.S. would be obligated to protect its allies.
The northern Ukrainian city of Cherniv has been holding out against Russian forces since the early days of the invasion. But now the city, located not far from the border with Belarus on the road to Ukraine's capital of Kyiv, is surrounded. And the suffering of residents who have not been able to flee is mounting. A 38-year-old linguistics scholar spends his nights in a bomb shelter and mornings lining up for rationed drinking water. He says residents fear that Cherniv will succumb to the same fates as besieged Mariupol in the south. Russia continues to pound other cities, too, with explosions ringing out Saturday near the western city of Kyiv, where an estimated 200,000 people have been taken shelter. Again, U.S. President Joe Biden has denounced Russian President Vladimir Putin during a forceful speech in Poland on Saturday. There's more at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will try to use his three-nation tour of the Middle East and Northern Africa to reassure wary Israelis and Arabs that the Biden administration is committed to the region's security at a time when Washington is confronting multiple foreign policy challenges. U.S. preoccupation with Russia's invasion of Ukraine is bolstering NATO's presence in Eastern Europe and has fueled concerns that America's attention may be stretched too thin. Blinken's visit also comes as talks over salvaging a landmark nuclear deal with Iran are winding down amid fears in Israel and among Gulf Arab nations that an agreement may not be enough to curb Tehran's regional aggressiveness. Iran's top diplomat said Saturday that the country's parliamentary or paramilitary Revolutionary Guard accepted the idea of continuing to be sanctioned by the U.S. if it meant the restoration of Tehran's nuclear deal with world powers. Iranian Foreign Minister Hossein Amirabadali remarks in a statement in a state television interview may signal a possible opening over the stalemated Vienna talks. It also appeared time for a visit Sunday by a European Union diplomat involved in the negotiations. Sanctions on the Guard have been one of the remaining sticking points over restoring the tattered nuclear deal. Outside of Russia's demand at the 11th hour of guarantees over its trade relationship with Iran amid Moscow's war on Ukraine, the Guard represents one of the major power bases in the Shiite theocracy and answerable only to Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. A Saudi-led coalition fighting Iran-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen unleashed a barrage of airstrikes on the capital amid a strategic Red Sea city. That's according to officials on Saturday. At least 8 people were killed on that onslaught. The overnight airstrikes in Sana'a and Hodeidah, both held by the Houthis, came a day after the rebels attack an oil depot in the Saudi city of Jeddah, their highest-profile assault yet on the kingdom. COVID-19 rates in the United States are plunging among migrants crossing the border from Mexico as the Biden administration faces a decision to end or extend sweeping restrictions on asylum that are aimed at limiting the virus's spread. Lower rates raise more questions about scientific grounds for a public health order that has caused migrants to be expelled from the United States more than 1.7 million times since March 2020 without a chance to request any form of asylum. Recapping our top story again, U.S. President Joe Biden is denouncing Russian President Vladimir Putin during a forceful speech in the northern Ukrainian city of Cherniv, has been holding out against Russian forces, but they believe it may not be for long. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.